Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks or months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. G'day and welcome back to another episode of Agency Highway. Today I am speaking with Rob Lowe. Thank you for joining me, Rob.
Nice to be here, young man.
I'm so glad you've decided to come on. I mean, this has happened so fast. Like normally, I guess a lot of people that I have on, I've sort of been talking to for a while, but we kind of met, well, sort of. We met last week randomly. We had coffee, and but it turned out we'd already connected on LinkedIn, which is probably due to one of our strategies of lots of people. But I'm super interested in LinkedIn as a channel because I've been trying to make it work for me. I've tried various things. Mostly outreach. Obviously, that's probably a different strategy than what we're talking about today. But I mean, I thought it was going to work well for us, right? Because I did a little test. I sent out about 150 messages to people, you know, really against the core of my being because I hate receiving that stuff. But I was like, you know what? I just got to try it. I got to try everything once. And we got we had some pretty good conversations out of that, right? Like all these people responded to me. I had really good chats with people and I was like, wow, this is going to work. And then the process that I've put in place since kind of didn't. That was based, that initial success is all we got. And since then it's been like, eh. So I was like, you know what, bugger it. I'm going to move on to something else. Cause I'm no bloody idea what I'm doing. I feel like I'm just flailing around like an idiot on LinkedIn. And then I met Rob, who basically does this for a living, you know, helps people make the most of LinkedIn. Yeah, I don't want to screw up who you are and what you do because I'm definitely going to butcher the crap out of it. So, Rob, take over. Introduce yourself. Tell people what you do.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for today, James. Firstly, it was good to meet you last week and actually learn about what you do. For a marketer such as myself, having somebody that has a very marketable solution, that there's a massive need out there for what it is that you do. It's a case of how do we get it right? How do we reach out to people? How do we engage with them? How do we get them on board? You touched on it there. You know, you're doing all the right things by reaching out to people, but it's the how. We already know the why. But the how is the million-dollar question. And that's why we have a thriving business because people try. They try doing it themselves and, you know, with varied success. Some people are good at it and some people struggle.
Yeah, and I think you hit on something really important there, which is the classic, you have an offer that converts. Like that's the prerequisite to any marketing channel, right? You've got to have something that's in demand, something that people want. A differentiating factor, and you know, obviously, like you said, we've got at least some essence of that with ContentSnare. I don't know if we're perfectly there yet, but it is the kind of it's a problem that people identify with, and they would like a solution to it. And that's exactly what you're doing. People can't work out LinkedIn like me, so yeah, like we both have an offer that is, well, like at least for me, it's supposed to convert. For you, it does convert. But yeah, so let's dig into it. And like, I guess maybe, I don't know if you want to cover some mistakes, or I know you said you were going to shred my profile. like, where do you think we should start?
Well, the profile's obviously, you know, first impressions are important. So focus on the profile, get it right there. What do you say? What does your profile say about your business? If there's a vague message, or even worse, if you're a jack of all trades and a master of none, that's not desirable. Always, when I talk to people about LinkedIn, it's very similar to sitting face to face inside of a networking event. If you have a diluted message, if you're, like I said, a lot of different specialities, it mutes the message and you can see the shutters going down in people's eyes. LinkedIn is exactly the same, right? So what do you do? You have the Panadol for people's pain. If you can present that to them in a very...
just in case, we have a lot of American listeners. I don't know if they have Panadol. That's like Tylenol, I believe, is your version of that. It's like a painkiller. You've got the painkiller.
That wasn't in context. Sorry. Okay, got it. So, yeah. So, the pain scenario, any sort of sales process, the effective ones, effectively you focus on people's pain. So when I make the Panadol reference, the paracetamol or the pain reliever reference, ideally, as I mentioned to James earlier, you know, if you've got a pain inside your business, a constant source of irritation and time wasting and expense, you need a solution that's going to tick that block so that you can move on to running the business. And James is a similar sort of solution to me. It runs in parallel to the business and it feeds the business with, you know, it closes a whole lot of needs that we don't need to worry about from day to day.
So you've got experience in, you know, SEO, AdWords, digital agency stuff, web design, sales, I believe you've done before. Yes. Yeah.
Almost.
So how do you think that digital agencies should go about that? Because many digital agencies just say they're, you know, a WordPress consultant or a web, they do small business websites and are quite general, you know, and that's a feature oriented thing. There's not really a pain in that. So do you have any recommendations on how people could sort of do that for their agency, focus on pain?
Okay. Well, it depends on, it goes back to their speciality. So if they're a really good WordPress developer or they build really good WordPress sites, they would focus on the pain of people struggling with WordPress. Similarly with SEO and Google AdWords and Instagram ads and all the other ones. So, you know, whatever they're, I would always recommend what they're particularly good at. That is sort of the leading speciality that they lead with. And I'm making reference specifically to the headline space inside of the LinkedIn profile. That sits just below your name. And normally people put their job roles in there. LinkedIn by default pop your job role in there, but that is the best space to close the gap from a knowledge point of view. What it is that your speciality is. What is that telling people that you specialize in?
Because that shows up in search results too, yeah? You can see their name and that headline.
Correct. It's bizarre how similar the search space is inside of LinkedIn to the Google platform. Keyword and relevance, very, very important.
And I'm guessing you've seen my profile, so you can tell I've probably heard that information before because mine doesn't say co-founder of Content Snare. In fact, Content Snare isn't even mentioned in the heading. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the wrong thing. But let's talk about headlines.
That's the right thing. Okay, yeah? So do people know what Content Snare is?
No.
No, they don't, but that's a process of education, right? Your headline needs to say what it is that... Let's focus on the pain. And actually, you're pretty good with it. You say helping digital and creative agencies get assets and content from clients on time without email. Love it. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So you're saying your methodology is slightly different to what I'd normally employ. But, you know, when I start on a profile, if the profile's good, I won't touch it. If the headline's good, even if it's not exactly how I would have done it, if I can see that it's going to create that sort of a hook for people to read further, I'm not going to change it, right?
that's a key point there, the hook. Yeah, so making your headline a hook so that people click on that to read more on your profile. So I guess that leads us straight into the profile. How do we set up our profile?
Okay. Well, that's the starting point. So you've got obviously your name, you've got your headline, okay? Focus on your key services there, and then your summary needs to be very to the point what your service proposition is, okay? Without being too salesy. I always say this to clients and it doesn't always go down very well. Don't sell yourself so much as represent your key services and your specialities, okay? And then once people meet you or they see your activity online, they see some relevance and they see some authority and they see you as an authority in your space, they'll be more open to doing business with you if it's not a very big hard sell. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, for sure. But at the same time, I've also heard advice where people say, like, write it like almost like a sales page or a landing page sort of thing, the same kind of wording. I don't know what you think about that. I mean, I'm not very salesy anyway. Like, when I'm writing a landing page, I try to somewhat stick away from being blatantly salesy, especially in the web design space. But, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, maybe I'm just making excuses here that people don't like salesy stuff, but you know, I guess it works for some people.
Well, you know what? You can reference social selling. So social selling, which is essentially what we do, you can give it any name that you want. All we're doing really is setting somebody up as the authority in their space. Okay.
Right.
We're using a digital format, like we're using a digital medium like LinkedIn, because it's a great platform for sharing authority. But, you know, people deal with, ideally prefer to deal with people they like, know, like, and trust. Okay.
Yep.
In the digital space, you know, you can create that persona. If you do things right on LinkedIn, people would be very open to doing business with you because the persona is already there as the industry authority in your space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So how do we create that authority? I guess, you know, if it starts with the summary, so you're saying they should write what they do in there. Like how would you structure a summary?
I'd sort of lean towards something sort of a more of a point form about, where you can address people's pain, what issues they're having inside the business and where you specialize, all right? Rather than going into a hard sell sales pitch as I'm the best in the world at such and such a speciality, for want of a better word, no. I would focus on the value you can throw back at people should they just have a chat to you or actually use your services. So point form I really like, some people don't. And absolutely first person, because you're talking about yourself. Some people don't like talking about themselves, and I know you're going to touch on that one. Always focus on first person, because your LinkedIn profile is your personal website into your brand, your personal brand, right? You are talking about yourself. You don't have to write it in the third person.
I love that. That was actually going to be one of my questions, is what do you think about third person? Because personally, I hate it. And like, someone wrote me a LinkedIn profile, you know, and, you know, in that case, I guess it kind of makes sense because it was written about me by someone else, but I still hated it. I just couldn't deal with having this third person thing on my profile. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. So, yeah. A lot of people say they don't like talking about themselves, but people go into your profile to see relevance and value. If it's not about you, people buy from people, right? Get the first impression right, and why wouldn't they do business with you? They see your profile, they see what it is that would ease their pain inside their business, and why wouldn't they then initiate or respond to a conversation?
All right, cool. So, I mean, there's so much in setting up a profile that we probably can't cover it all here, because, like, I've been playing around with LinkedIn recently. I'm just looking at my profile now, and there's, you know, you've got to make sure you've got the contact details set up properly so they can click through to your website. And then I've also found recently you can have multiple websites or, like, items that they can click through to. So now I've got Agency Highway, this podcast, I've got Content Snare, and then I've got a video, an embedded video that people can watch about Content Snare. So there's quite a lot of tricks that I've found for setting up your profile, but I think what I really wanted to talk to you the most about today is actually how we get eyeballs. Look, what's the next step? Because I've seen plenty of advice on how to set up your profile, but what's the point of that if no one ever sees it? So how are we going to get people to see our profile?
Okay. First thing, tick the block that says people searching for specialities can find you. Okay. So that goes back to setting the profile up to show the value and the specialities that represent your business, right? Mm-hmm. But that's only the first tick.
I'll put some instructions on the show notes on how to get to that option. Because obviously it's a bit hard to do by voice, but I'll link in an article or something there. Do you have one that we could share?
Yeah, I can send you one.
All right. Yeah, sweet. All right. Sounds good. And back to what you were saying.
Yep. Okay. So, profile is very important, but, business is a numbers game. So, if you need to, show your value, you need to be connected to a lot of people. That's the first one. All right. So get the profile right from a specialities point of view and a value point of view. But then again, you need a reach. You need a community to speak to. Okay. So you need a lot of connections. And the third and probably the most important on top of the other ones is your actual engagement with LinkedIn. How busy you are across a working day on the platform. Okay. When we're managing a profile, generating leads for a client, it's 4 hours across a working day. That's a lot of
activity. Four entire hours per day.
Yep.
Wow.
Plus.
Okay. That's insane.
Always equated to going to a networking event, right? And I threw this one at you last week. So you go to a networking event and afterwards you meet for a coffee or a beer afterwards and everyone naturally forms groups and what do you do? And that's where the real networking happens and the business happens. Mm-hmm. Somebody standing in the corner, you'll notice them the first time you look around the room, but not the second and the third. They're still there, but you don't notice them because it's the busy people that get noticed. And not necessarily busy from a spam point of view or just making a lot of noise, but really just throwing really good value out into the medium that you're using, which is LinkedIn. You know, content and constant engagement across a working day.
All right. So there's two things there. We want connections and sending out value. So I'm going to circle back to connections and I want to ask you about something that I've been doing recently and see if it's terrible. You know, you would say I should never do that, but I recently connected with just a lot of people that have used Content Snare in the past, for example, right? Like, and that aren't necessarily paying users. They've taken a trial. Some of these guys I've spoken to on support. And then I also connect with people who are just my target audience, right? Like who they talk about WordPress or websites and stuff like that in the suggested sections, or I'm kind of just connecting with anyone who looks like my target audience. Is that the right thing to do or am I an idiot?
Well, no, you're not. Nobody knows your target market like you do. And nobody knows your business like you do. So you'll know exactly who the best prospects are for your business. And for yourself, that's obviously web developers for Content Snare. So it's not hard to single those people out on LinkedIn and connect to them. You're absolutely doing the right thing. Yep.
Okay, cool. So is it, you know, you can kind of import your client list with LinkedIn using, there's like under my network, you can go to add contacts and you can do it by email address or like an upload, which tends to fail for me quite a lot. So I actually ended up using I created a dummy Yahoo account because I didn't want to I had all these like personal connections in my Gmail and it would have just gone crazy and pulled in everyone. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start fresh because the email upload doesn't work. I created a new Yahoo account with all the people at my client list basically, and then invited those people to connect. So I've got quite a few new connections out of that. Is that something you'd suggest people do? The big thing I read on LinkedIn is that as long as you actually know the people, which I do, so that seems okay to me.
Yes, they have several options to give you the flick, right? One of those is that this looks like spam. I don't know this person.
Okay? Yeah.
So what does that do? You get enough of those, and I don't know how many it takes, but LinkedIn's not telling. But if you get your initially, you'll get your account flagged. Mm-hmm. If too many people shout that they don't know you, and then they'll restrict your account, which means that you have to put the email address in of the person you're trying to connect with.
Right. Okay. Which, but so, this is my client list, right? So these are people, there may be a few in there that I haven't actually spoken to, but yep. it's kind of hard to filter when there's a lot. But there's a lot of people there that, you know, I encourage people to connect with me through support and that. Mm. So, but I'm just talking about a standard sort of digital agency, a digital agency that has a client list. Mm. Would you advise them to connect with everyone that?
Absolutely. Because, you know, they've got some prior engagement with those people, and they're very unlikely to say no. Mm. Unless the relationship didn't end well. But besides that, absolutely. That's a very good starting point.
Okay. And then what about from there? Like, how would you suggest connecting with new people?
Again, going into, we use Sales Navigator. It's a very good tool to reach out to the right prospects and connect with those, and then always a personalized connection request.
Oh, interesting.
Not the generic one, because that'll flag you every time.
And that's why you're spending 4 hours a day, right? Because this kind of stuff takes time.
Part of it. Yeah, exactly. So it's about reaching out to the right people with the right message, connecting to them, and then they're within your first level connections. And then from there, hopefully from a day-to-day basis, they'll see relevance and value in keeping the connection, A, and then B, hopefully one day doing business with you in the future.
Yeah, so you spoke about the next piece being sending value out, I guess, showing people that, giving people value in some way on LinkedIn. And I imagine a pretty common objection, because this is the first thing I thought of, is that I don't have that much to say, right? Like, not to be able to be writing new posts, or whether it's articles or sharing updates all the time. So how do you handle that?
Well, obviously, if you're paying somebody like myself, you can make it a very regular thing, which it should be. If you're running your own business and you're doing it yourself and producing your own content, your own content is way more valuable than just sharing content from other resources. Okay. So, should you be doing your own content? Yes, if you've got the time, because it's got more value inside of it. It's in your own words. It's the way you would view it. It's your personal input and your personal, stamp on, your suggestions about, industry, related, occasions and industry information. So very important. But if you don't have the time, you sign somebody up like me, and we share content from your space that's relevant to your space. So a combination of the two is ideal. If you're doing it yourself, it becomes a time thing. And you touched on this as well. You've got your own system that you run. Yeah. Sharing content is very time consuming. It is very time consuming. Are you running a business, or you're a content manager? So
yeah. So it's still okay to share other, is that something you would do, is share relevant articles from other blogs and industry events? It's not your content, it's other people's stuff, but kind of with your own commentary or something? Because that's kind of what I do, but very brief commentary for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've seen yours, and they're really good, and it has your personal stamp on it. So I would say that strategy is really good. Absolutely. Your personal stamp and your personal view on each article is invaluable.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad I'm doing something right.
a lot more right than doing wrong.
Who knows if I'm actually getting any business out of LinkedIn? This is that's the whole another question, being able to track this stuff. Because if they're clicking through to, because I find click-throughs on LinkedIn are actually quite hard, because people have to know where to go. So more often than not, they end up Googling us and coming in via our brand. You know, people searching for Content Snare. Yeah. In fact, I think 80-something% of our signups are on-brand stuff or direct to our website, and that's painful. That is super painful. But you know, I'm sure I've got to be getting something from LinkedIn because I am starting to get some engagement and stuff on the post now. So,
Look, you don't know where the initial engagement was. They may have seen you on LinkedIn, like you said, and then Google you and find you that way.
And I know people do, right? Because I actually ask people where they found out about us, and a lot of the, you know, I filter it out with a spreadsheet. That is my analytics right now, because I get people saying they found us on LinkedIn, but, you know, that doesn't correlate in analytics because they've heard about us another way. It's like the same as this podcast, right? Like, you might end up with someone at your website Googling Rob Lowe, or is cloudbusiness.net.au, right? So I get that right? You know, they might Google that, or go straight to the URL, or they might hear us talking about Content Snare and Google Content Snare, and there's no way to track it back to this this podcast other than just asking people. So anyway, this is a whole other topic. So yeah, I could just vent about this for days because it's probably the biggest issue in our business right now is being able to track where people come from. But anyway, so I think that's a pretty good roundup so far, like getting the headline right instead of just some like generic job title. We talked about getting the summary done and writing in the first person, which I love, and making your profile searchable, which we'll drop a link to in the show notes. Adding people. So would you say, like, let's say someone wanted to walk away with something right now and start implementing, should they just dedicate a little bit of time each morning to like making some connections or something? Like, what's a good first step other than just hiring you?
Well, you know, having an idea, having a plan. The most important, and we'll sort of reverse to the beginning, is LinkedIn the best platform to be engaging with? Okay. If you're selling a hair care product, it's not. All right. So find the right medium first and then invest your time in that medium.
We can pretty much assume everyone listening to this is a digital agency. So that's pretty much, you know, so we're talking like SEO, AdWords, Facebook ads, websites, you know, all the juicy stuff that digital agencies do. I mean, sure, there might be some product businesses on the side, but I think we should probably just focus on agencies for now.
Yep. Okay. Well, starting point. Is it the right platform? Yes, it is. And then it's the conversation you have out there. You know, get your profile banging. Focus on who your target market is, making sure you understand it very, very accurately, so that you're targeting the right people. I'm not saying that if you connect to people that aren't exactly inside of your target market that doesn't have value. It does, because it's a reach thing. Everybody you connect to is directly connected to people who potentially are value to you in the future. So the whole reach thing, don't worry too much about connecting to people that aren't necessarily exactly in your target market, because they might be. And then spread it from there. But if you have a limited amount of time, I would get very targeted with who I would connect to.
Yeah, right.
But the reverse of that is the busier you are on LinkedIn, you're going to get a lot of inbound inquiries for connections as well. And I would say always accept those as well, because those, somebody's seen potential in connecting with you with a view to sharing information or doing business with you. Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. And then the next step is, as we discussed, was sending out relevant information to your target audience to try and, I guess the purpose of that is staying top of mind, yeah?
Correct. Staying top of mind, but also showing your knowledge in your subject matter. So, you know, you might be in a very competitive space, and the only thing that's going to get you, lift you above your competitors is having way better inputs into the articles that you're sharing, you know, your personal inputs, you know, throwing a lot more value where your competitors might not be. So it's a good opportunity. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, cool. And I mean, I'm keen to see how this works for us too, because that's pretty much what I'm doing now, is trying to dedicate time every day to adding new people and encouraging other people to add me, you know, whether it's through email signatures or like support. And you know, I'm always sort of making that a thing, that a way to connect. So, and sharing relevant information too, which Yeah, I don't know. I was starting to get some engagement, so maybe this is the start of something. But yeah, it's good to know that this is what you do. So let's say, before we wrap up, basically, let's talk a little bit about what you offer people, because obviously at 4 hours a day is what you guys put in, which is just, that's pretty awesome. Except for the fact that if I wanted to do that, I don't have time, right? So that's why I would hire you. Let's talk a bit about your service, how people can get signed up.
Okay. Well, they can Google me or they can find me on LinkedIn. So I'll send you the link after this. But you touched on it. You got it correct there. Nobody's got 4 hours in their day. Some people don't even have 4 minutes. So if I'm doing my job, I'm connecting you with the right people. I'm nurturing them over a period of time. And that's the key, is nurturing them. I'm then engaging with those people and I'm introducing you one-on-one with people that count, okay, and getting you past the gatekeepers, okay? You take the conversation from there offline, you call the people, you set up meetings, and you close from there. So that means that you're doing your job, you're selling your business, but you're not sitting on a platform that you don't necessarily understand for 4 hours a day and getting nothing out of it. Okay. So if, time is valuable, outsource, give somebody else that gets results, the opportunity, you pay them a little bit of money, give them the opportunity and you benefit accordingly with an inbound lead stream. And, who doesn't want a full lead funnel? You know, that creates its own set of issues, which is, what do I do from now? I've now got a sales problem, not a lead problem. Isn't that a good problem to have?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and look, I mean, it's – and this is why we were speaking, because I don't have the time to be dedicating to LinkedIn, at least not the amount of time that I know everyone that's successful on LinkedIn is doing. You know, like I know a lot of people that are successful on LinkedIn, and I thought I could achieve that, you know, by, I don't know, without as much time as every they all seem to put in. But it seems to be a platform that you need to dedicate time to, so – if anyone listening to this is keen to get started, I would recommend talking to Rob, which is at cloudbusiness.net.au. And I assume this thing you do, your services apply to people not just in Australia, yeah?
That's correct. LinkedIn is a global platform. Invest in a resource that you know gets results and, benefit accordingly, like I said. LinkedIn's a very powerful medium, and a lot of people are trying to leverage the medium and with varied results. Bring a vendor on board that gets the results and, like I said, benefit accordingly. The other side of it is, if you have an agency, for instance, and always struggled with LinkedIn like so many people do, we've got white label services and we've got referral-based systems as well. So that works. Yep, that works really well. So why not sell the services as a sort of a dovetail to the other specialities that you have inside your agency? And, then you've got the full suite of specialist services that you can offer to your clients.
This is huge, because I talk about this all the time and adding services without adding work, I know a lot of people that they try to start doing Facebook ads and stuff for their clients when their heart's in web design or something, and it just doesn't gel with them at all. But to be able to add a white label service, like I know there's some SEO providers, which we've had on the show previously, and this is another awesome service that I actually don't know too many people who are doing. So that's that's really cool. I hope some people will contact you out of this and take up service, because this is good for everyone, right? Like that, resell this to their clients. That's awesome. Yeah.
Look, if you we started off at the start of it, I said, people want to deal with specialists, not generalists. Mm. If you've got somebody, if you've got a digital agency and you want to offer LinkedIn services, are you going to offer the best product to your client if you start the learning curve now, selling it as a service and building a system? No, but if you bring in somebody who's already doing it and getting good results for their clients, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a massive proponent. I don't know if that's the right word. Like I'm a supporter of that strategy and bringing in specialists. Yep. So that's awesome. Yep. It sounds like the kind of thing that would be fairly simple to do. All right. I think that's enough. I think there's some plenty of takeaways there. If anyone wants to get started on LinkedIn, and obviously if you'd like to get started with your own LinkedIn strategy or offer it to clients, please reach out to Rob. Anything else you want to mention before we wrap this up?
No, James, I think that's pretty much it. It's a massively powerful medium to leverage. Yeah. Get it right, and you can focus on running your business. Fantastic. Who doesn't want that?
Awesome. Is there anywhere else you'd like to send people to connect with you?
Just LinkedIn, Rob yep. Lowe. Funny that. Social media. Yep. Social media guru. That's my little title there. On reach out to me and connect with me. Ask as many questions as you want. I'm happy to throw value out there. There's awesome. A lot to learn. I'm learning all the time, so I'm happy to impart some of that wisdom.
Very good. And so we'll obviously drop a link to that as well as your website in the show notes and a little bit of information about setting up your profile. So, that should be it. Thank you very much for joining me, Rob.
Lovely being here. James, you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. If you've enjoyed this episode of Agency Highway, please share it with someone you think will get something out of it or leave us a review on iTunes. We very much appreciate it and it's what keeps me going. All right, see you next time.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.